Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph Safak. Nashna Babor Filu Omut Meya Ama. Put it inside a pit, even if the pit is 100 amas deep, but the Erev is an Erev. Hai Bor Dekoy Hecha. Where is the Bor? Ilan Dekoy Rishus HaYachid. If the Bor is in Rishus HaYachid, so the person was Kona Shvisa in Rishus HaYachid, and the Erev was inside the Bor, deep in the Bor, Shita. Rishus HaYachid Ola Abrokia. So the Erev is in Rishus HaYachid, and the person is in Rishus HaYachid. If he hechi the salka le'el hachinami denachsel atachs. Just like Rishus HaYachid goes up indefinitely, it goes down indefinitely too. Once you have 10 tvachim of mechitzas, they go down till the tahom and they go up ad l'rokia. So the Erev is in Rishus HaYachid and you're in Rishus HaYachid. So that's pasha. The Ela dekoy Rishus HaRabim. The Bor is in Rishus HaRabim. So you're standing on the edge of the Bor, which is Rishus HaRabim. And the Bor is in Rishus HaYachid. And the Erev is in the Bor. So the Chorad and Iskavan Lishbosecha, where was your Kavana to be Shoves? Im Lamala, if your Kavana was on top, on the edge of the Bor, Huba Mokam Echa Deiruva Mokam Achim, then the Chorad, why should it be good? You're in Rishus HaRabim, your Erev is in Rishus HaYachid, you can't get the Erev, you're in two different places. Im Lamata Pshita, if your Kavana was to be Konishlisa in the Bor, then of course it's okay. You and your Erev are exactly the same place. Huveiruva Mokam Echad. The tzricha de koy bekarmelis. Must be talking where the Bor is in a karmelis. The niskaven lishbos lamala. You had kavana to be shoveis on the ground, which is a karmelis, and the Bor itself is rishus hayochid. The rebihi. So there's an iser to carry from the Bor to the top of the Bor. Only niser the rabbanim from a rishus hayochid to a karmelis, and therefore it goes like Rebbe. The Omer called over should be shum shvus lagozel abin hashemashes. Even those in iser the rabbanim to take the Erev out of the Bor and bring it to where your Markum Shvisa is, since it's only Nisra Drabbanan, and then Ashmashas Rebbe holds, they weren't Gozer on Nisra Drabbanan, Lamaisa, you could, at the time that the Erev was Zachal, you could take the Erev out of the Bor, and therefore it's good. Rashi. Hachi Garcina, Pshita Rishus HaYachid Ola Adrokia, Vichihechi Desolka La'el, Hachi Nami Nachsel Atachas, just like Rishus HaYachid goes up indefinitely, the mechitzas, so too the mechitzas go down indefinitely. Mayatilu, Bor Omuk Asor Rishus HaYachid. Bor, once it's 10 tefachim deep, is Rishus HaYachid. The Bor Dekoy Bekarmelis, Kigom Bika, right, the Hainu Sodos, to have a Bor Rishus HaYachid, Usfoso Karmelis, talking where it's in a Bika, which is a Karmelis. Okay. Rav Mishnah. Nosno Berosh HaKona, O Berosh HaKundis, you put the Eruv on top of a pole, or on top of a reed. Kone is a reed. Oberosh HaKundis, or on top of a pole. Bizman Shu Tolish, the notes, Afilu Gaboa, Mea Ama Hariza Eruv. As long as the pole, or the reed, is separated from the ground, and just inserted into the ground, it's holding it up, but it's not connected to the ground, it's not growing from the ground, it's going to talk about the kana, then even if it's 100 amas high, it's a good Erev. Rashi, kundis, plo belaz, ne'inu mechuborim. All these things are just stuck into the ground, they're not growing from the ground. The Gemara Parach, v'amrs reisha rebihi, d'amr lo gozer mechubor ben ashmashas. L'chora, even if it would be mechubor, why shouldn't it be okay? It's only nisad rabbanan to be mishtamish b'mechubor. And your Erev is in a place where Midrabban you can't get to it, but Minatori you could. So why isn't it good? Since we said it goes according to Rebbe. Afilu gavo mea ama, hoil the eno roch of dalid lamata, lab rishus hayochid havi. Since it's not four tfachim wide on the bottom, so it's not rishus hayochid, even though the afagav de lamala dalid, to Erev al gabi mokum dalid bo'inan. The chora of the pole, though, has to be four tfachim wide on the top. Otherwise, the Erev is no good, because the Erev has to be, if it's not within 10 tefachim of a Rishus HaRabim, or it has to be on something that's dalet tefachim wide. The Rosh over here says, the mice of the pole is usually not dalet tefachim wide on the top, and therefore it's a raya from this mission that we don't pass them like Rebbe in this prat. What? Rabbi Huremi. Yeah, you don't need a what's it called, a makom dalet tefachim. And the Rosh says this is that this mission is talking where it's not dalet tefachim at all, not on the top, not the bottom. Okay. Rami le Rav Ada bar Masna le Rava. Rav Ada bar Masna brought Rava a contradiction. Tolish v'nozlo, lo tolish v'nozlo. It's going basically on the case of the kana. The what's it called, the reed. If it's growing from the ground, then you put the Erev on top of it, it's not kosher. If it's already separated from the ground, you stuck it back into the ground, then it's kosher. Money. So who holds like that? That if it's connected to the ground, it's growing from the ground, it's no good. Rabbanan. Damri called over Shum Mishum Shvus, Gazer Labin HaShmashas. Since it's also meant the Rabbanan to take the Erev off the growing kana, and therefore you can't get your Erev. Even though it's only Nisr the Rabbanan. That goes like the Rabbanan. Because according to Rebbe, since it's only Nisr the Rabbanan, then Ashmashas, you'd be allowed to take it off. And Mamela, when the Eruv is Chal, you were able to get the Eruv, and it should be kosher. Ivaha Amras Reisha Rebbe, Lechor the Reisha was Rebbe. Right? The cases we said in the Reisha were all Rebbe, that since it's an only Nisr the Rabbanan, it's okay. Reisha Rebbe, the Sefer Rabbanan, we said the case of the Carmelists. The boar in Rishusa is in the Carmelists, it goes according to Rebbe. Or it's an Issa the Rabbanan to take it out of the boar, and still it's okay because only an Issa the Rabbanan. Reisha Rebbe, the Sefer Rabbanan, Omer Leik, Rami Le Rami Bar Chama Le Rav Chisda. Rami Bar Chama already asked this question to Rav Chisda. Vishani Le Reisha Rebbe, the Sefer Rabbanan. The Reisha goes according to Rebbe, and the Sefer goes to Rabbanan. Rabino Omer Kula Rebbe. The Sefer Gzerish Amiyikdom. There are Isurei the Rabbanan that even Rebbe holds are awesome. That's the way some Rishonim learn. Where it's easy to come to an Isser Shabbos, like over here, where the Kana is soft. And it's not just a question of being over the Isser Rabbanan Mishtamish with something growing. But we're afraid that you'll mamish cut off the top, and that's Kotzer. You'll be over on harvesting. And it's very easy to do, and it's almost... You'll come to it's l'chora. They say l'chora if you do that, shein a miskade. They say it could be a psikresha to do it. So the Venus of the rice. So we're afraid you'll do it on purpose. Or the Rambam learns we're afraid that you'll mix up something connected to the ground with something not connected to the ground. You'll do it on purpose. And then according to the Rambam, therefore, it's also even with a pole, because we're afraid that you'll get mixed up between things growing from the ground and things stuck into the ground. So it applies not only to the kana, to the reed, but to the pole also. And the Ravid holds no. It's only an Isser by the pole, by the kana, because that you could make a difference between when it's connected and when it's not connected. And you'd be over an Isser, but with the pole, you could see it's a pole. It's not not something that could ever be growing from the ground. The Rashi, Gzerishemi, Tolish Vinol, Tudahavi Eru. Have a Mechuber, lo have the Eru. If it would be growing from the ground, it wouldn't be an Eru. Because when you want to take the Erev off, you're making use of the Elam, which is Asr Medarabana. The Kana is very pliant and soft. Therefore, there's a Gzera that maybe you'll cut off the top of the Kana. When you take the Erev off, you'll break the top of the Kana. About Elon, by a tree, there Rebbe holds is no Gzera. Kasha. The tree has hard branches. And according to Rebbe, we're not afraid that you're going to go up into the tree of Bein HaShemashas, because that's not also Bein HaShemashas. But cutting off the top of the kana is for sure going to happen. So Rashi learns it's a vada. You're for sure going to end up breaking off the top of the thing, and therefore it's not Nisr Drabon, it's Nisr Daraisa. And therefore even Rebbe holds it's awesome. Okay. And like we said, others hold that we're still afraid of something that's only Drabonan, but where it's almost for sure that you'll be over that Nisr Drabonan, even Rebbe is gozer. He doesn't hold Smutr Bein HaShemashas. Okay, let's go on. Hahu pul Musa da Asal and Ardoa. Right, there was a Chel HaMelech, Rashi says. Hayim Makom Dachuk Latamidim, and they Anshiachayel. There was a whole a battalion of soldiers that came to Nardoth, and there was no place to sit. They took all the chairs. So Amar Lu Rav Nachman, Puku Avidu Kvushe Kavshi Ba'agma, said, we're not going to have a place to learn, because the soldiers took all the chairs. So we're going to go learn out in the, on Shabbos. We'll learn out in the swamp, and go and prepare the reeds in the swamp to sit on. Prepare them to sit on. Ulamachar Nezul Nezul Alayim, and tomorrow we'll go sit on them. Eisei Rami Bar Choma L'Rav Nachman, V'Amri L'Rav Ukva Bar Abba L'Rav Nachman. So Rami Bar Choma or Rav Ukva Bar Abba Es Rav Nachman, Tolush V'Nozi, and Lo Tolush V'Nozi, Lo. The Chora, even Rebbe holds, that the way the Ravina learns, that if the thing is growing in the ground, you surely can't make use of it, because you're going to end up breaking off the top. Right? So how could they make use, how could they sit on these reeds if there's always a chash that they're going to break off the top? Okay. Amarlei hasam b'uzradim. Over there is talking where they're hard already, and there's no chance of breaking off the top. What he says is the difference between soft reeds and hard reeds. The Tanya hakonim v'ha'atodim v'ha'chogim min ilon hein v'einam kilayim v'kerim. Konim, reeds, atodim is thorn bushes, higim is a different kind of thorn bush, are all trees. And there's no isser to plant them in a kerim, because kilaya kerim only applies to vegetables or grain, but not to trees. So they're trees. You can plant them in a kerem. The Tanya Ida, Hakonim v'hakidon, v'haurvenin min yerekin, v'hen kilayim v'kerem. That reeds are considered a yerek, and you can't plant them in a kerem. Okay? Same thing with kidon and urvenin. V'hen kilayim v'kerem, kashya dodi. Here it says konim are a tree, and here it says konim are a vegetable. Depends if they're hard or not. When they're hard, they're considered a tree. When they're soft and pliant, they're considered a vegetable. That's another kasha. The kida min yeriku. It says in the second braisa that kida is a vegetable. V'hasnan ein markivin pegam agabi kida levana v'neishu yerik v'ilan. You can't graft a pegam on a kida levana, because the pegam is a yerik, and the kida levana is a tree. And even though there's no kilayim by trees, there is kilayim by grafting trees, or grafting vegetables onto trees. So you see that a kida levana is a tree. And here it says a kida is a vegetable. Amrav Papa, kida lechud, the kida levana lechud. Two different things. A kida is taka, what's it called, a vegetable, and a kida levana is a tree. Rashi. Because of the soldiers, there wasn't too much place to sit, so they went to learn in the swamp, and he wanted to prepare, there should be places to sit, so they made mats out of the reeds that were still growing from the ground. Right, mat down the reeds, they should make a chairs to sit on. Lo tolish v'no'otzlo, alma konim ki ilonim. Konim are considered like trees. Right? Not like grass. Grass you're allowed to walk on. Anything that's not like a tree, the Rabbanan didn't answer being mishtamish with it. But mashma that a kone, reeds, are considered like trees, not like grass. Well, it says it depends. Uzradin shehuk shukvar. If the reeds are already hard, like bamboo, harihen ki ilon, then they have a din of a tree. The chisharinam, where it's mutter, right, is b'she'ena uzrad. That's only whether he was matter to sit on them was where they were still soft. V'od ha'konim rakim, davu ki yerek, v'yerek lo iskiru chacham shvus. By a vegetable, the Rabbanan didn't ask her being mishtamish with vegetables on Shabbos, they're growing from the ground, only by trees. Uzradin, atodin, v'higin, mine kotzimein. They're all different kinds of thorn bushes. Kidon, bosem sheshmo kida. Kidon is a plant which the spice kida grows on. Urvenin is whatever kasha konim akonim. Where it says kasha, here it says konim is a plant. Here it says it's a tree. Pigum is whatever ruda. Nosnu b'migdal v'ovah hamifteach hareza eruv. you put the Eruv in a chest, and you lost the key to the chest. So the Shaila now is, can you open the chest or not? Okay? Hareza Eruv. It's a good Eruv. Rabbi Lezer Omer, and Eino Yodea Shemachteh, Bim Komo Eino Eruv. Rabbi Lezer says, if you don't know where the key is, then it's not an Eruv. You have to know where the key is. The key is in its proper place. Okay, Mora explained the whole thing. If you lost the key, still the Eruv is an Eruv. Big Mora Farsi, Mora explained why. Gon Sham Migdol B'Shus HaYachid, the Migdol is in Rishus HaYachid, the Havi Be Mafteach, Lo Havi Be Shum Isser, the Huve Eruv Rishus HaYachid. There's no other Isser over here except getting into the Migdol. But if you could get, you could open it with the key, then there'd be no problem. You and your Eruv are in the same place. The problem is that the Eruv is locked in a place where you don't have the key. That's the problem. You have to break open the Migdol. That's the problem. Va'amai, Mora, hu b'makom echad Eruv makom achir. Well, nice, you can't get to the Eruv. Right? You're in one place and the Eruv is locked up. You can see it's inaccessible. It has to be accessible in order to be an Eruv. At least by Dein HaShemashos. Rav Shmuel Damer Tavayo, hachav migdol shel levanim askinam. He's talking about a Migdol that's made of bricks. Rav Neiri. And it's not connected. So the bricks aren't glued, plastered together. They're just arranged one on top of the other. And it goes according to Rav Neiri, the Omer Poches l'chatchila v'notel, that you're allowed to take the bricks off. They're not considered a kli, not considered a binyan, because there's nothing connecting them. Just a bunch of bricks. So you're allowed to open a place and take the Eruv out.
Why would such a thing have a lock and a key?
Why would it have a lock and a key?
You just take a couple of bricks out and take what's inside. Why would you have a lock and a key?
No, it could be the what's it called, that it's made in such a way that it's not easy to take apart. So there is a lock and key. But if you have to, you can take the whole thing apart too. I think. Yeah. Disnan, Sotilabri Mishnah, Bayashimilu Peros, Sosum the Nibchas, you have a room that you filled up with Peros and it's closed from all sides. And it got broken open. Part of it got broken. Note will be Mokama Pachas. So you're allowed to take the fruit out of the place that's open. They don't consider it Muktzah, even though it wasn't accessible when Shabbos came in, or Yontif came in. Now it's accessible, it's okay. Because there's nothing wrong with the fruit. The fruit was just in a place you couldn't get to it. That doesn't make it Muktzah. You're allowed to break it open and what's it called and get the fruit. The Omer Shmuel can't be talking about a regular room that's connected, right, that's plastered or whatever, because that's stira. You're breaking down a binyan. How could Rameir hold you're allowed to break down a binyan l'chatchila? And what did Rav Nachman Bar Ava say in the name of Shmuel? Bavira Delivni. Talking about a bunch of bricks that are arranged one on top of the other without being cemented together. Hachanami bavira delivni. Same thing over here. It's talking about what? A bunch of bricks that form like a chest and it has a door to it. But lemaisa, you could take it apart too, brick by brick. Rashi. V'amai noy de tarvayu b'shus ha'yachid enu. Even though you're both in Rishus HaYachid, your Eruv is in Rishus HaYachid, but inside this chest, and you're outside the chest in Rishus HaYachid, kivin d'lamotzi shokel le'havi le'kishnei makomo. Since you can't take the Eruv, it's like you're in two different places. Shelevonim shenoach le'sosro. It's easy to break open. K'deboy le'okmi ba'vira d'livnei sturazu al gubalotit. It's where the bricks are, what's it called, arranged one on top of the other, but no cement. Beinayim. The lot stira, it's not called stira, it's not a binyan. Okay. The Rav Meir ben Sefas Beya, the Nifkas Me'elav, Afilu B'yontif Atzmo. If it's in a room and the room got broken open by itself, then the things inside aren't mukts, even though you couldn't have gotten to them beforehand. There's nothing wrong with the peros, they just were in a place that you couldn't get to them. Notul mimakom apchas, v'lo mitzvah v'shum muktzah, u'stamak Rav Shimon. Stam is like Rav Shimon. That's not called muktzah. Ach poches l'chatzila, a mayor holds you could even open it l'chatzila. K'demoki lo ba'vira d'livnei d'lav stiras o'eli. And the mayor holds you can open it l'chatzila, because we said, it's not talking where it's connected, the bricks are connected. It's talking where they're just, what's it called, lying one on top of the other. But they're heavy. So the mice, there's a door. And as long as you leave them like that, that's how they used to take it out, like a chest. Now, I didn't take it apart every time. But Lamaisa, since it's not connected, if you took it apart, it's not steel, the Meir says. Okay? Tosu says a whole thing over here, Lechora. Why do you have to say it's the Vira de Livni? Tell me, it's talking about a regular chest, it's a Kli, and Ein Binyan Vestira, the Kalim. So here Tosu says that even though Ein Binyan Vestira, the Kalim, there are ways that you can have Stira and Binyan with a Kli too. If you make a Kli, or you break apart a Kli completely, or you make a Kli with something that is tight, or whatever. Right? If you put it in tightly, also there's Binyan Bekalim. So there's Stira also. When you have a Kli that's put together tightly, and you break it, that also would be Stira. When it says Ain Binyan, the Stira Bekalim is talking a flimsy kind of building, doesn't apply by Kalim. But a professional kind of building applies by Kalim also, and therefore breaking it apart is also considered Stira.